Saudara pendengar, kelompok multikultural dan migran mengatakan mereka telah dilupakan dalam anggaran pemerintah federal tahun 2016 ini. Mereka berpendapat rencana koalisi untuk bermain dengan aman tidak melibatkan mereka. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Anggaran pertama dari pemerintahan Turnbull dikatakan berkisar dari konservatif ke terlalu berhati-hati dengan fokus pada pemotongan pajak, dana pensiun, dan infrastruktur. Ketua Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia atau FECA, Joe Caputo mengatakan pemerintah perlu diingatkan untuk siapakah mereka itu bekerja.
I think it is important to highlight the fact that 28% of the population was born overseas in Australia and 25% has at least one parent born overseas. So when we're talking about the impact that a budget has on the Australian population, we also have to highlight that well over 50% of the Australian population are either born overseas or at least have one person born overseas.
Joe Caputo menyambut baik perluasan program yang memberikan kesempatan bagi pelajar prasekolah untuk belajar bahasa kedua, serta dana sebesar $100 juta untuk inisiatif memerangi kekerasan dalam rumah tangga dan keluarga. Namun, Eddie McAuliffe dari Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria atau ECCV mempertanyakan prioritas pemerintah saat ini.
And I take the family violence allocation of $100 million as against the $40 billion for community safety and anti-terrorism sort of programs. When you see 400 or so women being put at risk in those desperate situations in relation to family violence, and you see the limited damage that's been done, personal damage that's been done to people from a public safety point of view, you wonder whether the government has its priorities right.
McAuliffe percaya kesehatan tidak mendapatkan perhatian yang layak, terutama bagi orang-orang dari komunitas yang beragam.
And in relation to accommodation, they are becoming extremely important in the sense that when you have more than 240 ethnic groups in Australia, plus getting ethno-specific resources for them to spend their days in a nursing home is going to be extremely challenging. And I think that's an area the cutting $1.2 billion for complex healthcare at aged care providers, you cannot take that amount of money out without having an impact.
Pemerintah telah berjanji akan memberi suntikan dana $1 juta bagi sektor perawatan manula, merombak situs MyAged Care, dan meningkatkan akses di perdesaan dan daerah terpencil di Australia. CEO dari Migrant Resource Centre Australia, Eugenia Sulis, mengatakan ada kebutuhan khusus untuk para manula dari kebudayaan dan berlatar belakang lain atau CALD, CALD, yang tidak terpenuhi.
Look, I think aged care that is culturally competent and specific needs to be addressed. That's been on the drawing board for a very long time. There isn't enough support for delivery of services in a culturally competent way, and that means that those people in those communities have an opportunity to say how they want services to be delivered to them. It's an unfortunate situation that it's impossible to mainstream cold people, particularly as they've never had the opportunities to learn the language, and this is the more established groups. And also, much of the aged care is done through particular church groups or other charities that a lot of cold people don't necessarily belong to.
Rencana pemerintah lainnya yang menerima resepsi positif termasuk dana $5 juta untuk melawan ekstremisme dan fokus pada tenaga kerja muda, terutama bagi orang-orang muda dari latar belakang migran dan pengungsi. Berbagai dukungan untuk pendatang baru, seperti pencari suaka untuk membantu mereka menetap di Australia, juga telah diumumkan. Menurut Joe Caputo dari FECA, salah satu kefrustrasiannya adalah jumlah visa yang akan disediakan untuk anggota keluarga.
Some disappointment, for example, in family stream migrants, there's going to be a reduction of number of people coming to Australia, and that's very important to the general migrant population. I mean, we had 60,000 previously, and the next 12 months is going to be allocated 57,400,000. And of course, there's a big demand from established migrant communities to have family reunion members coming to this country.
Namun, Eddie McAuliffe dari ECCV masih tetap tidak terkesan.
But overall, I'd say it's a disappointing budget. There are some glimmers of hope in other areas, but I think overall, it's disappointing from a migrant and refugee point of view.